This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiars. As of today, Massachusetts is now vaccinating residents who have two or more medical conditions that put them at risk for a severe case of COVID-19. Those who are 65 and older are also now eligible. WBUR's Martha Bieminger reports, if you're confused about whether you qualify based on your health, you're not alone.
If she had to prove she has diabetes, Susie Dolan could pull her insulin pump out of her pocket to show someone at a vaccination clinic.
It's 24/7. I never take it off. Well, like, except when I shower. So, like, it's always there.
The issue for Dolan is really, does her form of diabetes qualify? Type 2 diabetes, the version you might acquire as an adult, is a confirmed risk. But Dolan has type 1, diagnosed when she was 8 years old. The CDC says it's a possible but not confirmed risk for serious COVID based on evidence so far. Dolan says the advice from her doctors has been clear since the beginning of the pandemic.
If you get COVID, you will get really sick, is basically what they said.
Dolan also has a second high-risk condition, asthma. So at an appointment last week, she asked doctors who help manage her diabetes if she should be vaccinated. They talked about a state form that patients with at least two qualifying conditions will sign, a written way to swear that they are eligible.
They instructed me to just put diabetes and not specify which type, because my doctors are like, you have diabetes. If it doesn't specify type 2, you should go for it.
Dolan says she won't lie and say she has type 2 diabetes to get the vaccine, but this decision is left to the patient. Vaccine sites are not asking for medical records or a doctor's note proving that someone has a heart condition or kidney disease. And the eligibility criteria within these diseases is not always clear. Take Dolan's asthma. She says doctors have told her it's a moderate case. That fits. The state's list, adopted from the CDC, includes moderate to severe asthma. But what's moderate?
I think when you get into the moderate category of asthma, it becomes a little bit more ambiguous, both for patients and, to be honest with you, for providers.
Dr. Sean Levy, a pulmonologist at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, says smoking, another eligible risk factor, is also open to interpretation. The CDC list includes both current and former smokers. Levy says people who smoke now are definitely at risk, but those who've quit are a diverse group.
I'm thinking, for example, about a person who is 55 who, let's say, smoked for a year in college. Should that person have sort of the same risk as somebody who is 55 and quit smoking last year after smoking two packs a day for the last 20 years?
Probably not, says Levy. But evaluating individual risk is difficult because COVID is such a new disease. That's true for patients with another qualifying medical condition, cancer. Dr. Andrew Wagner is the Associate Chief Medical Officer at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Certainly having active cancer puts patients at a greater risk, but patients who are in remission at some point had active cancer, and what we don't know is where does that risk diminish?
So again, patients will decide, perhaps in consultation with their doctor. Wagner says Dana-Farber will prioritize patients coming in for chemotherapy and other treatments that compromise their immune systems. People with HIV, who may also have a weakened immune system, are on that list of conditions the CDC says might make COVID more dangerous, but for which there's not enough evidence yet. Colin Killick with the Disability Policy Consortium says many states are vaccinating people on that maybe list.
Massachusetts is actually has a much more restrictive approach to comorbidities than most other states.
Killick says the Baker administration has agreed to consider adding other conditions to the current vaccine eligibility list. Dr. Paul Bittinger chairs the state's vaccine advisory group.
We started from the very beginning of this process saying if we had unlimited supply, we would want to vaccinate everyone right away. The really hard discussions stem from the fact that the supply is limited.
Governor Baker said it will take at least a month to vaccinate everyone who wants the shots among the group that became eligible today under the current state plan. But some providers are already expanding their vaccine eligibility criteria.
I think we're trying not to get too analytical.
Cheryl Bartlett, who runs the Greater New Bedford Community Health Center, says type 1 diabetes, hypertension, and some of the other possible risk conditions count now for her patients who want to be vaccinated.
This strict categorization really has limited our public health progress, and I say just keep moving.
Which Bartlett plans to do within the limits of vaccine supply. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.